You farmers who needed propane for grain drying or whatever, remember with pain what happened in the winter of 2013-14.
Prices really went through the roof for propane.
Sean Hill tracks propane prices for the U.S. Energy Information Administration. He said it was a perfect storm that winter, a huge wet corn crop which needed drying in the fall, then one of the most consistently cold winters ever. Delivery disruptions and shortages brought record high prices. Last winter, supplies went up, prices down. And for this winter?
For the Midwest, we're forecasting a winter average price 15% lower than last winter.
15% lower. Why another dip in prices this winter?
Temperatures have been much milder. Then you've also got the fact that crude oil prices are so much considerably lower than they were a couple of years ago. They're even lower than they were last year when they were also quite low. And then kind of the third effect is that there's just a lot of propane out there.
Midwest inventories are 11% larger right now than they were going into last winter. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.